Adele Balderston pulls up on her bike to meet me at the corner of Queen and South Street in Kaka'ako. She's the creator of 88 Block Walks, an organization that leads monthly walking tours through the area.
It's just an ongoing project to change the way people interact with this area. And it's a really interesting time to do that because it's changing so quickly.
She pulls out a map of the industrial neighborhood and points to what's now a high-rise condo. Back in the 1930s, it was a tenement building.
This is Magoon Block. There were a bunch of Japanese-owned businesses on the ground floor. There was like an ice cream parlor, a couple of shops, and then upstairs there were apartments.
Balderston says the people who lived here were mostly young boys, many of them Hawaiian divers who hung out at the boat harbor near the waterfront.
Some of them were orphans and some of them just didn't want to go home. So they were living in the tenement. There'd be like 14 boys in a room, like paying $5 a month in rent, and they were paying their rent by diving for coins.
Balderston learned this by spending the past year poring over stories like these, most of them audio recordings of the former residents themselves. When she leads these tours through Kaka'ako, she tries to incorporate their voices, usually with the help of a mobile sound system and a projector on wheels.
See, we call ourselves the Hawaiian divers. You know, we dive in the morning, whatever money we make.
It's like a badge of honor to come from Kaka'ako, because we came from this rough and tumble, multi-ethnic, working class, hard scrabble upbringing.
Warren Nishimoto is the director of the Center for Oral History at UH Manoa. In the 1970s, the center recorded interviews with 26 longtime residents. He says Native Hawaiians, Chinese, Japanese, Filipinos all called Kaka'ako home.
The sense of community that they had, everybody being in the same boat, everybody knew each other, everybody knew what their parents did or where they lived. Kaka'ako was a working class community.
That sense of community shifted a bit in the 1950s. A rezoning of the neighborhood displaced most of the residents. It took on a new identity as warehouses and a tuna packing factory moved in, making the transition to an industrial zone. Back on the streets, Adele Balderston leads me down Queen Street towards Ward Avenue.
But this is the best part, because here, let's just go up here.
Quickly notice buildings of a different time. Quonset huts, old auto body shops, even the occasional plantation home.
This is where most of the original buildings are. That's why Queen Street, Kamani, Waimanu, all those streets, they have no sidewalk. They're kind of difficult to navigate because it's the original grid. These were dirt 100 years ago.
Balderston says with Kaka'ako about to go through another big change, she wants to help preserve some of its history, even by way of her tour groups.
Even just by sharing it with the 30 people who came, now they have that knowledge and they will share it.
She says that way, it remains part of the identity of this place, despite all the changes ahead for Kaka'ako. Molly Solomon for HPR News.